Few places have suffered more from drug-related violence than Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. The violence continues to affect the border city every day, but despite that, one industry is making a comeback there: entertainment. Clubs and bars that had been shuttered are now coming back to life in some spots. Reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe visited one Juarez street to check out what's behind this resurgent nightlife.
For someone who's covered the terrible drug violence in Ciudad Juarez for the past 4 years, this is pretty amazing. Just minutes from the border with El Paso, Texas, Avenida Lincoln is experiencing a rebirth. About 3 years ago, the ultra-chic clubs on this Juarez streets were reduced to crumbling walls, boarded up windows, and empty sidewalks. Now, some of these neglected facades are getting a facelift. New paint, new windows, and a giant sign that says, "Coming soon, the best club in Ciudad Juarez returns."
Well, the people are coming out more. The city's coming back on the rise, on the nightclubs.
Sergio Mendoza is a doctor who's invested the better part of his savings into restoring the old Don Quintin Club on Avenida Lincoln. Inside, the club is massive. He's torn off part of the ceiling to open the space up, added cool incandescent lighting, and built a giant stage where a live band will play just below a second-floor VIP section. I asked Mendoza what possessed him to invest in what some consider Mexico's most dangerous city.
The economy is coming back, and people just got tired of staying home and having parties at home, and they want to enjoy a great place, and that's what we're going to offer them.
For Mendoza, the economic incentive outweighs most security concerns. Not far from his up-and-coming club, I go see the director of a highly successful chain of Juarez restaurants and bars. He agrees business is getting better. Not long ago, federal police set up security checkpoints along Avenida Lincoln, which was enough to get some business owners to open back up. But there are still serious problems. This man asked that I not use his name because his businesses are still paying extortion, also known as the cuota.
The quota is what you have to pay to the drug dealers. If you don't pay that fee, you can be like kidnapped, or they can burn the place or kill somebody inside.
The bloody battle between two rival drug cartels for control of the lucrative smuggling route into the United States has cost Juarez more than 10,000 lives. There have been bodies hung on overpasses, massacres at house parties, and a deadly car bomb. Thousands fled the city, while those who stayed barricaded their neighborhoods with boulders or cement blocks. Businesses suffered terrible losses, none worse than the restaurant industry, which saw a 70% drop in customers. Guillermo Soria is the director of the Juarez Chamber of Commerce.
Tuvimos una etapa muy negra de Ciudad Juárez.
Those were dark times in Juárez, when we were all afraid to be out in the streets. Back then, most parents didn't allow young people out at night.
Juarez still has problems. Recently, a series of cop killings forced the mayor to move the entire police force into guarded hotels. Murders have dropped slightly, but continue on a daily basis. Reports of police abuse by citizens are also common. But even so, some Juarez residents say they are tired of living in fear. The economy has picked up, and with it, the nightlife. That's a good sign, says Soria.
Para mí es un sector muy importante.
It's a very important business sector because it means other basic needs are being met when people go out and enjoy themselves. It generates jobs like waiters, cooks, taxi drivers. People go get their hair done and they buy clothes.
So, on a recent Saturday night, I decided to check out the Juarez nightlife for myself. And yes, sure enough, it's back.
Échale, échale, saludos a al gato con botas y a Shrek.
The block behind Avenida Lincoln is packed with new clubs, with names like The Red Queen, Nebula, Bulldog, and Buffaloes. Parking attendants in hoodies usher drivers into crowded lots with flashlights. Flower vendors on bikes heckle couples. And of course, no nightlife in Mexico is complete without your sidewalk taco vendor. Outside one of the larger clubs, a long line of young people snakes around the building. I walk up to one group of friends and ask how long they've been waiting in line.
Una hora.
1 hour, says a girl with flat ironed hair. It's cold out, and she's shivering in a short skirt and platform pumps. Her friend, a college student named Sara, says it's time to take back the streets of Juarez. Sara is studying to be a nutritionist and wants to open a clinic here. I hope the situation here continues to get better, she says. I want to open up my business without worrying too much. And that's the spirit of most young people out tonight. They want their city to make a comeback, and like these nightclubs, to recover an energy that's long been missing here.
It's 1:30 a.m. here in Ciudad Juarez, and I can't remember the last time I've been here this late. I'm just outside a club that's celebrating its one-year anniversary here, and there are hundreds of young people dancing and singing, and actually a band just came on that's going to do a Lady Gaga tribute. So I think I'll go check it out. For the world, this is Monica Ortiz Uribe in Ciudad Juarez.